You're listening to the best of Distorted View Daily. Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Masturbation.
I fucking love you. I love you. Fucking love you. Yeah. That's Jeff. Jeff loves Patrick. Jeff loves Patrick. Masturbator. I'm a masturbator. I'm a fucking gooner bear.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, June 14th, 2006. Coming up on the program today, injecting feces into your children, part 2. Plus, overdosing on salt and waking up with an alcoholic. Story about my childhood. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show. Why did you have to drink, Daddy? Why did you have to drink?
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks. This is the Distorted View Show. My name is Tim Henson. I am the ringleader of this freak show that we call Distorted View Daily. You know, a couple people in the past month have asked me, you know, why do you call your listeners freaks? A, because they are. Especially when you consider the content of the show. I just talk about crazy freaks of nature. And not surprisingly, the people who enjoy hearing about freaks of nature are, in fact, other freaks. You guys, my babies! I'm now a 200-pound black woman. You my babies! Okay. Also, the very first internet comedy radio show was called The Dan and Scott Show, and they referred to their listeners as freaks, although they spelled it P-H-R-E-A-K, because they had something to do with, like, messing around with telephones. Their listeners would, I don't know, prank people or something, so that's why they would call them freaks. So I started calling you guys freaks, too. Dan and Scott Show, I guess, stopped in 2000, I think. They've been gone for quite a while now, but it's important to know your roots, baby. Speaking of freaks, holy Christ, guess who listens to my program? Guess who listens to Distorted View? That's right, pedophiles. I've really cornered the market. Trannies love the show, and pedophiles. My target demographic, and I wonder why I can't get a sponsor. Fisher Price was horrified when I approached them. No, seriously, you know, who buys toys for children? Pedophiles trying to lure them into their sex dens. These guys run a podcast. There's really a podcast for just about everything now. Case in point, the Pedologues. Yeah, there are two guys, I believe, that host this show. And they just talk about child love, as they call it. I would actually change the name of the Pedologues to something like... Hey, I've got some candy in my pocket. That's a good name for their show. Or maybe simply Lost Youth, the podcast. Or the classy, It'll Stop Bleeding Once It's Been Stretched Out. It's informative, and it lets listeners know what the show's about. Spreading small, tight, 8-year-old ass, and working your 50-year-old man cock up in it. That could be your iTunes description. I don't know. I'm just throwing some ideas out there. All right, so the pedophiles emailed me. Believe it or not. And they said, here we go. Feel free to play this on your show, but only in its entirety with no edits. They know me all too well. But the dumbasses forgot to attach the audio. Catch you laters. Love the show. Catch you laters. So, Pedalog guys, if you're out there and you want me to play, I'll play your message. Sure, why not? Might be entertaining. So, as long as it's not too long, otherwise I will edit it. Yeah, email me the the file or call the voicemail line, whatever you want to do. All right, I've got some audio to play for you. This is kind of funny. We played one of the clips yesterday on the show, but I've got two more clips of this guy. He's pretty hilarious. Take a listen.
Yeah, you get in and lick those fucking balls first, bitch. Maybe I'll let you suck my motherfucking cock.
Oh.
See how good you can lick my fucking nuts. Get on, bitch!
Ah! He's a very forceful gay man.
Yeah, look at you on your fucking knees. Tell me you want that fucking cock, dude.
No.
Yeah, you fucking want it, don't you?
Yeah, kind of. A little bit.
Cocksucker. Yeah, why don't you eat my motherfucking ass first? Woo. Eat that ass, bitch! Yeah. Cocksucking motherfucker.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Joe, for sending me those audio files, along with the masturbator at the top of the show. Who talks when they masturbate? He's dirty talking to himself. I'm a masturbator. I'm masturbating. Yes, good job. You're doing it all by yourself. I can masturbate. I can masturbate by myself. I'm a big boy now. Mommy, wow! All right, so there you go. Just some funny audio at the top of the show. Hey, would you guys like $25 gift certificates to the Outback Steakhouse? Well, thanks to Distorted View listener David from Georgia, I'm going to be giving away a couple of these. If you guys donate to the Distorted View Pledge Drive this week, I've got two to give away. Very simple. You donate to the Distorted View Pledge Drive. We're trying to raise $2,500 in 2.5 months. Donate this week. You'll be entered to win one of two $25 Outback Steakhouse gift certificates. You can also use this gift card at Cheeseburger in Paradise, Bonefish Grill, Fleming's, Leroy Selman's. Sure, all those restaurants. Apparently Outback owns them as well. So, yes, Outback Steakhouse. We've got $25 gift certificates. I'm giving away two this week. And then two next week. So donate now. For those of you who have already donated this week, you've been entered into the drawing as well. Very awesome. Thank you very much, David in Georgia, for giving me these things. I feel like a radio host. I've got stuff to give away. Stay tuned for your chance to win Kelly Clarkson tickets and your home for the best music of the 80s, 90s, and today. Now it's time for a 40-minute pop lock on your summer station. Kick things off with Natasha Bedingfield on your summer station 103.7.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind.
Shut up. God, if I have to hear that fucking song one more time, go nuts. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. All right, let's blow through these here so I can get to fucking bed. First up, this is a Distorted View update. Ooh! Time for my update theme.
Live from the Distorted View News Compound in Columbus, Ohio, podcasting around the world and into your home, computer, or iPod, whatever. It's a Distorted View News update!
Right, broadcasting from our secure news compound. I am Tim Henson. This comes out of Wilmington. Jurors were being selected this morning to sit in on the trial of a former pediatric nurse accused of poisoning her 22-month-old son. How, you ask? Wait for it. By injecting human feces into his bloodstream. Really one of the most fucked up stories we've ever read. And to the lady who did this, Stephanie McMullen, kudos to you for being creative. Stephanie McMullen of the first block of Glenwood Drive in Bear, Delaware, let's take a trip and visit her, is charged with felony assault by abuse or neglect for recklessly causing serious physical injury to a child and first-degree reckless endangering. Authorities said that McMullen, a former pediatric oncology nurse at the Alfred I. DuPont Hospital for Children, deliberately injected fecal matter into her son. Of course, deliberately. How do you accidentally inject feces into your son? Getting actual shit into an IV drip must be a challenge, and to that, again, I commend you, Miss McMullen. So yeah, this crazy broad injected feces into the child, causing him to be hospitalized numerous times. McMullen did not admit to the crime, but according to court documents, she told police she exhibited traits of Munchausen disorder. What the hell? Hold on. I need to go to my WebMD. Get to the bottom of this. All right. Symptoms include painful urination, cloudy urine, abnormal discharge from the urethra in men. Oh, wait. That's chlamydia. I was doing a little research before the show. Nothing to worry about. All is clear. Gotta make an appointment with my doctor. All right, let's look up Munchausen disease. All right. Munchausen syndrome is a mental disorder in which a person falsely reports or causes symptoms in another person under his or her care. The caregiver may falsely claim a child has experienced serious symptoms, such as seizures, contaminate test results to make a child appear ill, or, and listen to this one, physically harm the child to produce symptoms. Like shoving shit in his bloodstream. That would be a good example of Munchausen syndrome. McMullen's attorney has said she did not tell police she had Munchausen, but was merely discussing what doctors told her. Jury selection is expected to last the entire day and possibly Friday. Here's the thing. Christ, man. When did we report on this story? Was it in the fall? Or winter or something? It's been a long time. Fucking judicial system is slow. This country, it's going right down the shitter, I tell ya.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
That's right, sometimes it takes a little something for me to remember. We live in the greatest country in the world, nay, the universe. That's right, fuck all you other planets. Fuck you, Alpha Centauri. USA's number one, bitch. All right, next story we have for you today. Holy shit, it's like a goddamn book. A doctor testifying at a preliminary hearing said... No. Not yet. It's coming, though, I swear. A doctor testifying at a preliminary hearing for a woman accused of murdering her 6-year-old stepson said the boy had been beaten for weeks and was force-fed so much salt... Yes, I said salt, that he had lethal levels of sodium in his system. Pussy. Come on, can't take a little bit of sodium in your diet? That's all I fucking eat. Crystal Danette Hunt, 43, of Spring Creek, faces charges of first-degree murder and 3 counts of abuse or neglect of a child with substantial bodily harm. She was arrested on December 19th on a felony child abuse charge after Kyle Hunt died at a Spring Creek home that afternoon. Dr. Ellen Clark of Reno, the forensic pathologist who performed Kyle's autopsy, testified at the opening of preliminary hearings in Elko County Justice Court on Wednesday that Kyle died from salt poisoning, compounded by blunt force trauma. What the hell? This bitch take a skillet to his head or something? The sodium level was high enough to be fatal in itself. There was also extensive evidence of blunt traumatic force injuries and also evidence of forced eating. In total, Kyle had in excess of 100 injuries on his body, from superficial scrapes to deep bruises from the top of his head to his lower legs. Believe it or not, the salt poisoning was the most lethal event, said Clark. She said the normal levels of sodium in the body should range from 130 to 150 milliequivalents per liter. Oh, okay, sure. Kyle's levels were at 211. Dun, dun, dun. The boy was also very emaciated and had almost no stored fat. Well, no one likes a fatty. His mom was just probably preparing him for beach season. As an added bonus, with all that salt in his system, he could probably just float along in the beach. He doesn't have to bother swimming. His mother should be commended for her parenting. At the time of the autopsy, Kyle's body weighed 35 pounds. There was fluid accumulation in the body cavities where it doesn't normally appear. Basically, the fluid had been sucked out of cells and put in places it didn't belong. Clark said the starvation rendered Kyle more susceptible to... Yes. Now it's appropriate to play that. During the hearings, the boy's father, Charles Hunt, testified that he and Crystal Hunt, his beautiful wife, all had meth problems. Hunt admitted that he had done a line of methamphetamines that morning that was about the size of a matchstick. So, Crystal Hunt, for beating your child and force-feeding him lethal doses of salt, you've just been named Distorted Views
Mother of the Week.
For being named Distorted Views Mother of the Week, you'll receive a year's supply of Pop Secret Light Microwave Popcorn, now with 50% less sodium in every goddamn bag. Indulge yourself with Pop Secret. It's all for being named Distorted Views Mother of the Week. Alrighty, we've got one more story for you, and then we'll call it a day. A woman woke up over the weekend to find a man she didn't know climbing into her bed. And that man's name? Tim Henson. I just wanted to talk. Why are you screaming? Stop screaming, I just wanted to talk! Eva Olson, 40, said she felt her bed... Ooh, a 40-year-old. Eva Olson, 40, said she felt her bed move and heard the man say he wanted to talk to her. He then corrected himself by saying, well, not so much talk as have you make gagging noises when I shove my cock down your throat. You game? Gagging, talking, pretty much the same thing. There will be noises coming out of your mouth. Olson didn't know William Odell, 48, of Sheridan, Wyoming, but Odell allegedly told police he knew Olson because she was a bartender. So he's a fucking stalker. He allegedly said he stopped by her house to visit. Typically, when I visit a friend's house, I don't immediately climb into their bed and try to snuggle with them. By the way, if you are an unwanted guest and you climb into someone's bed, anything you whisper sounds creepy, all right? When he said, I want to talk to you, that's creepy, all right? Now, if he was, you know, at someone's front door and said, hey, I want to talk to you, that's not creepy. It's because he's in the bed. Did you watch CSI last night? Creepy. Going to fucking slit your throat. Can I borrow some peanut butter? Creepy. I'm going to spread it around my cat's asshole and lick it. See? Weird. At any rate, Olson asked Odell to leave, then showed him out the door without incident. Police said they found Odell at his home, smelling heavily of alcohol. He was jailed and charged with criminal entry. There you have it. That is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple emails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's do some voicemails here.
Hello, Tim. This is Apuna Hasatim Petalon from Springfield, USA. And I want to tell you a crazy ethnic story, okay?
Alright.
Forget this. I'm working in the Quickie Mart, and the white guy comes in, okay? The honky kind, not the albino kind, okay? And he has a lot of liquor to buy for a party. And the stupid guy brings two big bottles of absolute vodka and all this beer, okay? Now, how is he going to carry all this stuff? If he's going to have a party, he should not be a stupid guy and bring a friend. I mean, I have to have small bag because that's so stupid. Okay, bye.
It's very good. Nice callback from yesterday's show. Crazy ethnic people!
Caller, long-time
listener,
love your show.
Hold on. Speak the fuck up. Let me try this again so I can raise his voice a bit.
Hey, Tim. Hey. First-time caller, long-time listener, love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you, man, I'm saddened today because someone broke into my house.
Oh, no.
I was going to donate some money for the first time, and someone on my iPod. Now I gotta
awful
come up with the money to get that. I just want to tell you,
you
I love
poor you.
Poor
thing.
I'm not gonna be able to see your son.
Come over here. Let me comfort you.
And any donations?
Slap your face with my dick.
The Derek's new iPod fund. Welcome. Anytime. All right, man.
I like how he said he can't listen to the show anymore because he doesn't have his iPod. You can listen online on the computer. It's just a fucking MP3 file. But yeah, I feel for you, man. I've had... I have never been broken in. My house has never been broken into, thank God, but my car has been, and it's awful feeling. I'll never forget walking out, you know, my parking lot in the morning and just not seeing my car and having that thought, like, what, did I park on the street? No. Where is it? And just standing in the parking lot for 20 minutes looking in the same 20 spots for my car. My car is black, right? I do have a black car, huh? Something's not right here. All right, one more voicemail.
Hey, Tim, just want to comment on how lame it was that you didn't do a sex test Tuesday. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to a transvestite reading it.
No, I know. I'm going to get Cheryl Murkowski to do it next week. I'm determined. I got to find a fucking story for her. I'm just so lazy. It's the real problem.
It doesn't bother me, but as long as we'll get one in next week or tomorrow or something. What I would like, dude, is I'm not, like, begging you, because I'm too young to donate, but, could you do another skank? Because those always make me, like, laugh, and I always listen to that episode, like, 1,000 times, because I can't stop laughing about the stupid skanks. But the people that talk about, like, the way they talk makes me laugh, because they're crazy ethnic people.
Yeah.
And the weather gay thing is pretty funny, too.
Thank you.
Do you believe in life?
Don't sing, please.
Cher, dude, that's hilarious, Tim.
What can I say? I'm a Cher super fan. I'm one of those guys that get, like, front row tickets to each of her shows. I follow her around, and when she comes on stage, I just start weeping. It's Cher. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll do a skank. I told you guys if you continue to donate, we'll do a skank sometime later this week, all right? Thank you very much to everyone who continues to donate and sign up for the Click Grid. I really appreciate it. We're getting closer and closer to our goal. It's definitely within reach now. I'm so proud of you guys, and I'm so grateful. So thank you very much to all the donations continuing to come in. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As you know, God, this pretzel's too salty. I'm dying. Pussy. These pretzels are making me thirsty. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Be back tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Won't you calm down?
These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act. These pretzels are making me thirsty!